This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, we'll take up the subject of establishing those garden transplants in some of the more popular vegetables that go into the ground at this point of the season. Along with us is the Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent, Greg Eyestone. And we think of things like tomatoes, peppers, and there are a few other possibilities here, Greg. Transplants can successfully grow vegetables very handily, can't they?
Yeah, they usually give us a jump start on our harvest, and that's what everybody's trying to get to, get that first tomato or whatever the crop may be. And so transplants help do that. But to get that to be as successful as possible, we usually want to get the shorter, stockier plant. That one's probably more vigorous and really ready to go. Transplants easier, not as much transplant shock. And so when you're purchasing or looking for these transplants to put in your garden, we really do want the smaller, shorter plants. They're going to transplant quicker and easier.
The lankier ones are simply prone to lodging over and just aren't as thrifty in their early growth then.
That's a great point. Oftentimes people will ask, well, how deep do you plant your tomatoes? And there's all kinds of methods of doing that. The stem will put out some extra roots. So if it is tall and lanky, if you grew your own per se and they're tall and lanky, you may want to plant them a little deeper. But that's going to take some time for that stem to produce roots because that's not its natural characteristic. So that slows down your process of growing and your harvest down the road. So shorter, stockier plants gets established quicker. It's going to produce your fruit earlier.
And when one's out there looking, say, through their commercial outlet for tomato transplants, peppers, they need to assure that those plants are, in fact, in decent health, right?
Yeah, definitely want to have a dark green color to all those as much as possible. And the thicker the stem, the sturdier it's going to be once you plant it out into your garden. And usually when this time of the year, we have storms and things like that. And so to get those really established, we usually give them some kind of a shelter. Some people may have planted them a little bit earlier and the soil temperatures aren't quite as warm. And they're just sitting there and may use a hot cap or something like that. Mm-hmm. Probably if you wait till this time of the year, most of Kansas, you probably don't have to protect it from that coldness as much as you do just from the wind that we get at this time of the year.
And staking can accomplish that?
Staking can accomplish that. Also, anything that provides a little bit of a shelter. I use old wooden shingles around mine. So just anything that you may have around that blocks that wind probably for a week or so for it to really get rooted down and established. And then, yeah, your staking or caging process, whatever you're going to use to help support that fruit, keep it off the ground as it matures.
What about mulching freshly placed transplants then?
So mulching will help hold moisture in, which is probably a good idea, and keep weeds down, but we do want root growth. And so typically we want to wait till that soil temperature is up there a ways. You know, soil temperature is going to vary from site to site, but I wouldn't get in a real hurry to mulch them. But sometime mid-May, first part of June, I would probably mulch the soil to keep moisture down. And then we're also, at that point, the soil temperatures are warm enough, we're just kind of moderating the temperature so they don't continue to incline and get hotter and hotter, which roots won't like.
When one's putting the plant in, though, what about the use of a starter fertilizer in that planting hole or in the root ball surrounding the plant?
It's not a bad idea, and it doesn't take much. So a starter fertilizer or something like that, they just recommend about a cup of that solution, pour it over the roots when you plant it. As long as your soil test or your soil has plenty of the phosphorus in there, that's probably the one application you need. Depending on your soil conditions, if you're adding manure or something like that on an annual basis, probably don't need to add extra nitrogen during the growing season. But if you haven't done that, your plant may benefit from some nitrogen. We do have information on our website for that. And I'm not saying a lot of fertilizer, maybe twice in the growing season of nitrogen will be ample probably for growing a good crop.
As Greg said, there's ample and then some information on garden transplanting at the K-State Horticulture website. And we appreciate the input as always, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you.
K-State's Greg Eyestone from the Riley County Extension Office, horticultural agent there. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.